Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have temperatures in the 80s today across the triangle with lower humidity. Coming up, I'll explain how we'll feel as you step out the door.
Stop, you know, fighting and killing each other. It's not worth it. You know, it's not, guns are not the answer to the problem.
An hours-long investigation wrapped up early this morning after a shooting in a Food Lion parking lot. Straight ahead, we'll hear from the people who live in that area who say this shooting feels too close to home.
And we are a few weeks away from the start of traditional school, and some parents will need to figure out other ways to get their kids to class besides the bus. How school leaders in Wake County are trying to curb the bus driver shortage, a conversation that we have been having for months now. So we will have more on that story coming up. But thanks for joining us on your Wednesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here as we continue our Wednesday routine.
Yeah.
It is a break from this heat. We've been
so
enjoying
nice
this week, and now the humidity is down as well. Peter Shearwood is in the WRO Severe Weather Center with a look at the muggy meter.
Isn't this so refreshing? We're in the tolerable category for this morning, and I won't be surprised if that number drops some more and drops us into the comfortable category. We're looking live at Fayetteville this morning, where we are seeing some sunshine for this hour. It is going to be a nice day out there. We have temperatures to start in the 60s and the 50s. That's right, 57 in Roxborough, one of the cooler spots on the map this morning. 68 degrees for the Triangle and 69 across the Sandhills. As we head into the afternoon, you want to go for a nice long walk. We will see our temperatures climb into the 80s. 80 by 11 a.m., 88 for the afternoon high, and we are going to stay mostly dry. Our rain chances are set to increase as early as tomorrow. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rain we're expecting as we head into the weekend.
It is 8:02, PETA, and I'm watching a crash over on the west side of Raleigh. This is on
this morning after leading them on a multi-county chase in a stolen car. Michael Grace is in the WRO Breaking News Tracker this morning. And where did this chase start, Michael?
Yeah, Jeff, this all started in Holly Springs and then ended outside in a parking lot of an Amazon fulfillment center. It actually crashed just about a few, 50 yards away from me. I want to get you to this video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker, though. You can see the car actually came into the parking lot, popped the curb, and then hit a tree. The driver of that car got out, ran across TW Alexander Drive and into that woods. So police actually called off the...
8:15 is the time right now on our Wednesday morning, and we're all getting over the hump on this Wednesday with some beautiful temperatures, great feeling outside as you look live over North Hills as you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Peter Shearwood is in the WRL Severe Weather Center over there. Got everything laid out, color-coded, all perfectly matched up there, Peter.
Jeff, I love it. Listen, it's going to be comfortable outside today. Today's the day you want to get outside, whether you have to actually do something like work in the garden or if you just want to go for a walk, because as we head into the next couple of days, that humidity is going to build in. And you guys know how it can get here in North Carolina. Very uncomfortable. That tropical air mass will set up on Saturday. We're going to be dry today. Going into Thursday, a system's going to build in and bring the rain. That will continue into Friday. We're up to 50% chance. High pressure keeping us nice and dry for this morning, dragging in those winds out of the north. We have the system off to the west, bringing severe storms across Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms extending into Illinois. This system is going to move in, and we are going to see those clouds increase by the time we head into tomorrow. Some showers possible across the west that will move into the east as we head throughout the afternoon. Notice here tomorrow some scattered showers possible into the afternoon. We have a better chance of seeing thunderstorms by the time we head into Friday. And at the moment, we don't have a severe risk in place, but don't be surprised if that changes and if we get some thunderstorms to develop, especially in some of those southern counties with the low pressure system moving through. About a quarter of an inch to a half of an inch of rainfall will be possible in our northern counties over the next 3 days, and higher totals up to 2 inches likely for those areas to the south. As we continue to monitor the tropics, we have this one area that's just to the east of Bermuda, now with a 10% chance of development within the next 2 days. That's going to continue to pull to the north and away from us. 68 the current temperature, dew points in the 60s. It's comfortable. It's nice outside today. You want to get outside? Just pick a time. 83 by 12 o'clock, 87 at 2, 88 around 4. Going into the evening, we will see those temperatures in the lower 80s as well as the 70s. And we are going to heat things up by the weekend. Watching Saturday very closely, we could potentially see some cooler highs with some cloud cover around. But overall, this heat is going to build in. 95 by Monday. Soak in today. Brian?
Back to the misery next week. It is now 818. Good news. They have reopened all lanes out on 40 westbound right around the Chapel Hill Road interchange on the west side of Raleigh. We had a minor crash there in the median. Looks like there's just one vehicle left on that westbound side. Right now, seeing some improvement between US 1 and Wade Avenue, about a 3-minute delay, but still some lingering backups on the south side of Raleigh from 440 out to US 1. Overall, we're picking up a 9-minute delay on the sensors, and you can see most of that is confined from around the Lake Wheeler Road area through Gorman Street out toward US 1. Once you get to 54 and Chapel Hill Road, as you saw in that camera, traffic is flowing well toward Wade Avenue, and the ride between Wade and 540 right now is delay-free on 40 westbound. Minor crash reported at the moment on the just north of 440 on Wake Forest Road at St. Albans Drive. Not seeing any big delays out there, and it looks like it is a property damage only collision, so it may get cleared pretty quickly or maybe moved into a parking lot. Still looking pretty good on all of your major approaches into Raleigh. No trouble coming in from Knightdale on 87 southbound and out of Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. About a 5-minute delay as you head down toward the 540 interchange.
Thank you, Brian. At least two arrests in North Carolina are part of an FBI nationwide campaign targeting sex trafficking. The FBI's Charlotte division says Quentin Toby and Brooklyn Bowen are among the 126 people across the country identified or arrested as part of the sting. One minor was found and taken away from them when they were arrested last week. Nationwide, the FBI says it rescued 59 minor victims of sex trafficking during its two-week operation.
A woman accused of being drunk when she was involved in a crash that killed a Charlotte bride on her wedding night will remain in a South Carolina jail. A judge denied bond yesterday for 25-year-old Jamie Komorowski. Authorities say she was drunk behind the wheel in Folly Beach on April 28th when she crashed into a golf cart being ridden by newlyweds Eric Hutchinson and Samantha Miller. Miller died from her injuries. A toxicology report showed Komorowski's blood alcohol level was more than 3 times the legal limit.
And deputies in Suffolk County, New York, say they're actively investigating whether a suspected serial killer may have more victims. Suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman appeared in court Tuesday afternoon for the first time since his arrest. The prosecution handed over a large amount of evidence to Huerman's lawyers. The DA says he does not believe any of the evidence handed over was taken from the 12-day search of Huerman's house.
You're talking about 13 years worth of investigation. It is a massive amount of material. And don't forget, it's continuing because the investigation is continuing.
Facing charges in connection to the murders of at least 3 women. Their remains were found along a stretch of Long Island's Gilgo Beach in 2010. The 59-year-old New York City architect has pleaded not guilty. Well, less than 24 hours before that first court appearance, Rex Huerman's wife gave her first interview since his arrest over 2 weeks ago.
It's been extremely overwhelming for her and the children trying to piece life back together with what it was 2.5 weeks ago.
And coming up in our next half hour, we'll show you what she found inside her home after investigators combed through it for evidence.
Three of Lizzo's former dancers have accused the Grammy-winning singer of sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment. The lawsuit filed yesterday also names her production company and a person described as dance cast captain as defendants in the suit. Among the claims, one plaintiff said she was encouraged by the singer to take turns touching nude performers at a club in Amsterdam while on tour. Lizzo is known for her uplifting messages and advocacy for body positivity. is also accused of calling attention to a dancer's weight and firing her.
Central Florida has become a hotspot for an ancient disease. The area has reported some of the highest rates of leprosy in the nation. Researchers say Central Florida accounted for over 80% of cases in Florida and nearly one out of five leprosy cases nationwide. Leprosy is caused by a bacteria that attacks nerves underneath the skin. Telltale symptoms include lesions and rashes that are numb or lack sensation. About 95% of people's immune systems are genetically programmed to resist it. Well, did you see a bright light streaking across the sky last night? One of our viewers sent us this picture from Morehead City of a rocket heading to the International Space Station. Other viewers also sent us pictures of the rocket's path across the sky. It launched just after 8:30 last night from Eastern Virginia.
Super cool. I wanted to see it, and I didn't. I went outside and looked. Couldn't find it. And also, look at this. Yeah, this is the International Space Station flying over the WRL Tower last night. Well above it. Meteorologist Mike Mays was able to capture this amazing video from just outside the station, aiming straight up at the sky. There, you see it go. We're at 8:23 on your Wednesday. A school district in our area is investing $6 million in a new weapons detection system. We'll hear from a parent thankful for the new safety measures.
And we're following some breaking news in Durham. A person is on the run after leading police on a chase in a stolen vehicle. Michael Grace is in the WREL Breaking News Tracker with what we've learned this morning.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. And our top story this morning, our great story, is the weather feeling really nice out there humidity-wise. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood with a look over Goldsboro this morning.
Yeah, the humidity will remain low for today as you head out and about. Keep in mind, we're seeing a little bit of hazy conditions out there. Quiet for Goldsboro this morning. Temperatures are in the 60s and 50s. 59 for Roxboro. Your temperature warming up for this morning. Earlier, you guys were down to 55, and we're starting to see 70 degrees across Clinton. We do anticipate clouds to build in for this afternoon with low humidity. We are going to make it to 88 for today. We are likely to stay dry with rain arriving tomorrow.
It's 8:27. We earlier had a crash on 40 westbound right around the Chapel Hill Road interchange, blocking a left lane. Everything open out there now. Still have a vehicle over here in the median. We're starting to see things improving, though, on on 40 westbound between US 1 out toward 54. Only about a 1 minute delay. Still seeing some backups, though, a little farther back on 40 westbound with the slowdowns from South Saunders Street out toward the US 1 interchange. About a 10-minute delay showing up there on the south side of Raleigh. Watch for a crash on Wake Forest Road at St. Albans Drive, just north of the 440 interchange. Not seeing any big delays right now.
Thank you, Brian. Authorities say a driver is on the run this morning after leading them on a multi-county chase. The chase started in Holly Springs and ended in Durham on TW Alexander Drive after the driver crashed into a tree line. Police are looking for that person who they say got away on foot. Coming up on Fox 50, how school leaders in Wake County are trying to curb a bus driver shortage ahead of the traditional school year. And up next on Today, why snake bites are on the rise and what you need to know to protect yourself.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're following breaking news this morning. A person is hurt after being hit by a car in Raleigh, and a driver is on the run after leading police on a multi-county car chase in a stolen vehicle.
And expect highs in the 80s across the triangle with lower humidity. Coming up, I'll explain how we'll feel out the door.
Wake County public school leaders are calling it a crisis. That's because thousands of students will not have a bus to get on in the start of the school year. Just ahead, I'll explain the efforts to address the ongoing bus driver shortage.
8:30 is the time right now, that ongoing bus driver shortage.
Yeah.
I mean, ongoing. We ended the year talking about that last school year, and we're starting it again with the same issue. I'm Jeff Hogan. So glad you're with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, you're going to like our weather forecast for today. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood here. Tolerable, Peter. We'll take it.
Yes, it is so refreshing out there for this morning. With our dew points in the tolerable category, that measure of moisture in the atmosphere will be low for today. So if you do have any plans outside, it is going to be a great day to get out there. We're looking live right now at Lake Gaston from the Point Restaurant. You can see that little bug out there for this morning, just enjoying the refreshing conditions we're seeing for this morning. A little bit of haze going on at this hour as well, as our winds move in from the north, dragging in some smoky conditions across the region. I do anticipate our air quality to remain on the low side for today. As we take a look at our temperatures, it's currently 59 degrees in Roxborough, 68 in Raleigh and Durham. And for the afternoon, we're climbing into the 80s with a high temperature of 88 degrees. So if you want to go for a walk this morning, it's going to be nice with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. This afternoon, heating up to 88. And then this evening, we'll see temperatures in the lower 80s as well as the 70s.
All right. Thank you, PETA. We are following some breaking news this morning. Authorities say a person is on the run after leading them on a multi-county chase in a stolen car. Michael Grace was on the scene in the WREL breaking news tracker as police searched for that driver.
Yeah, well, this all started in Holly Springs and then ended in the parking lot of an Amazon fulfillment center here in Durham County. I want to get you to this video from the WREL breaking news tracker. You can see that car actually came into the parking lot, popped the curb, and then ran into a tree. Now, that person then got out of the car, ran across TW Alexander Drive and into that woods. Police ended that physical search for the driver this morning at around 4:30. We do know that the car was reported stolen. Now, I had a chance to speak with a sergeant at Fuquay Varina Police Department who was also out here. He says right now they're going to be processing that car, figuring out who the owner is, and then take that information and hopefully get a lead on a potential suspect. But right now, no timetable on when we'll get any more information. In Durham County, Michael Grace, WREL News.
And we have more breaking news we're following this morning. A person is seriously hurt after being hit by a car on North New Hope Road in Raleigh. This happened just before 12:30 this morning. The WREL breaking news tracker was on that scene, and police say the driver remained on the scene as well and will not be charged. We are working to learn more about the condition of that person who was hit.
Well, security is stepping up this morning in Washington, D.C., where police say they're working to ensure public safety ahead of the arraignment of former President Donald Trump. This is his third indictment. Trump is due to appear in a courtroom tomorrow to face four new felony counts. Those new charges include they accuse him of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 elections and conspiring to defraud the government that he once led. Special Counsel Jack Smith unveiled the new charges in a 45-page document last night. Smith called the January 6th attack an assault on democracy fueled by lies. Prosecutors accused Trump of knowingly lying about election fraud despite his own legal team and appointed officials telling him his claims were not true. Trump and his lawyers are calling the new indictment election interference against his 2024 campaign. And former Vice President Mike Pence says Trump tried to put himself ahead of the Constitution. In a statement last night, Pence said Trump, quote, demanded I choose between him and the Constitution. I chose the Constitution. Pence is featured prominently in the indictment, repeatedly rebuking false claims of election fraud and refusing Trump's calls to not certify the election results.
A shooting investigation that started yesterday lasted throughout the night, wrapping up just after 2 o'clock this morning. This is on Lead Mine Road. It's one of three crime investigations authorities in North Raleigh are investigating. And this map just shows how close these three scenes are. WRIO's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning with what she's learned overnight from investigators.
This Food Lion on Lead Mine Road is now reopened after a shooting investigation kept police in this parking lot until almost 3 o'clock in the morning. We know one man is in the hospital with serious injuries. It all started around 5:30 yesterday and remained an active scene for about 9 hours. Imagine you're just getting off work and you stop by Food Lion on your way home and you hear gunshots in the parking lot. That's what happened to shoppers like Ryan Perez.
People need to stop, you know, fighting and killing each other. It's not worth it. You know, it's not guns are not the answer to the problem.
This is just one of two shootings that happened within minutes of each other. Just a couple of miles away, a woman was shot on Glenwood Avenue near Creedmoor. She's expected to recover. And then police blocked off a third scene at the Walmart on Glenwood Avenue. No word yet on whether these incidents are connected. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
More developments this morning in the search for missing Moore County woman Alicia Watts. Newly obtained search warrants reveal Watts' boyfriend attempted suicide. Anson County deputies say they found James Dunmore inside Watts' vehicle, unresponsive on July 18th. That's after he reportedly told officers he was taking a nap in the parking lot. WRAL has also learned that Dunmore has a history of domestic violence. He's considered a person of interest in Watts' disappearance. And family and friends held a second vigil last night for Alicia as they desperately wait for answers. They came together in Southern Pines for song and prayer. After the vigil, family and friends took donations to help with the search. They say they plan to travel to Charlotte again on Saturday.
A school bus driver shortage in Wake County is being described as a crisis situation now, and this comes just weeks before the start of the traditional school year. WRAL's Laura Levine explains that is forcing some parents to find other ways to get their kids to school.
Well, all schools start classes on August 28th, and we're talking about 90,000 students who depend on riding these buses each and every day to school. However, the ongoing bus driver shortage is not improving quick enough. Here's the latest update. The school system is reducing bus routes by 7, which still leaves 17 routes without a full-time driver so far. That means about 2,000 students won't have regular bus transportation to start the year. Interim Superintendent Dr. Randy Bridges is asking for people with commercial driver's license to step in while the district recruits more drivers.
We're asking any of our employees, or members of the community, who have CDLs, if you're willing to help us out in this arena, we certainly would appreciate it. We're not asking you to drive for the whole school year.
And Wake County plans to split several schools among substitute drivers, with priority given to elementary schools each week and high school and middle schools every other week. However, that means elementary students would likely arrive late to school and back home. School board members are urging the district to find more solutions. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Well, breaking news this morning, the Mega Millions jackpot is climbing even higher after no one won the big prize last night. Friday night's drawing will now be worth $1.25 billion. That is the fourth highest Mega Millions prize ever. But don't throw out your tickets from last night, because someone here in North Carolina matched all five white balls for a $1 million prize. Take a close look at the numbers on your screen. They're 8, 24, 30, 45, and 61. The mega ball was 12 and the mega plier was 4. You can watch Friday night's drawing live on WRAL right before our 11 o'clock news.
We now know who the U.S. women's national team will play in the round of 16 at World Cup Soccer. Sweden is the winner of Group G after beating Argentina 2-0 in a match that ended around 5 a.m. this morning. The U.S. will play Sweden in a knockout game Sunday morning at 5 a.m. And you can watch that game live on Fox 50.
New this morning, Hollywood studios are asking striking writers to come back to the negotiating table. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers are asking the Writers Guild to meet with them on Friday. This is the first time in more than 3 months that the studios have reached out to try and end the strike. Writers have been on strike since early May. The Screen Actors Guild joined them last month. It's not known if the studios have also reached out to the actors. Well, coming up, the wife of a suspected serial killer is speaking out after her home was torn apart by investigators. The emotional toll she says her family is facing after learning that her husband, Rex Huerman, is facing.
Plus, last month we told you about this mysterious object washed up on an Australian beach. We finally know what it is, where it came from, what it's doing there. That answer is coming up.
And this is a look over Southern Pines this morning. A beautiful day to get out there and golf. It's a cool morning. Peter Sherwood will let us know how long this low humidity will stick around. Mm-hmm. good morning to all of you at Apex this morning. This is a live look there. Feeling pretty nice this morning as you step out the door. Not as humid as we normally experience at this time of morning. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood. Here behind you, PETA, a below normal high, something we have not seen in quite a while.
Yeah, we're going to see those temperatures in the 80s over the next 3 days. But today is the day you want to get outside because we're going to have low humidity around with a high of 88 degrees. Come Thursday, clouds are going to increase. We'll begin to see some showers move in. And Friday is going to be a soaker out there with a high of 83 degrees. All the cloud cover and all the rain that we're expecting on Friday will keep temperatures down. Our dew points are fairly low this morning, right now at 64. Whenever we see that measure of moisture in the atmosphere right there in the 60s, it is tolerable. And this afternoon, we can expect that number to drop just a little bit more into the 50s. That will put us in the comfortable category. More moisture will build in as we head into the end of the week. Look at those deep green shadings setting up. We are going to head back into the tropical category by the time we head into Friday. And we know how that feels here in North Carolina. Very uncomfortable and sticky. So dew points in the 50s today. Get outside. The humidity expected to increase for Friday into the weekend. It is going to soon feel like it typically feels in North Carolina during the month of August. As we take a live look at North Hills this morning, you can see that we are seeing quiet conditions for this hour. There's a little bit of haze out there. We see that on our visible satellite for this morning. I do think that because we have those winds moving in out of the north, we could see some hazy and smoky conditions into the afternoon. But the good news is that our air quality should stay in the green come this afternoon as well. Let's go ahead and take a look at the forecast for today. If you're out and about, we will see temperatures in the 70s late this morning, going into the early afternoon. Around lunchtime, we'll be at 83, 88 for the high temperature. If you're thinking about going for a walk or if you're going to wait until this evening, we'll be at 83 by 6 o'clock, 81 at 7, and then by 8 o'clock, we'll be at 79 degrees. We are expecting a sea of 80s for this afternoon across our viewing area, getting to 86 degrees out there in South Hill, 88 in Goldsboro, Clinton, and 88 for the high temperature in the triangle. Looking ahead into August 9th and the 15th, temperatures are trending above normal for this time of the year. Our 7-day forecast, looking hot, especially towards the end. We are going to see the 80s over the next couple of days. Remember, those showers and thunderstorms will be moving in, allowing those temperatures to be a little bit cooler on Friday. But we are going to head back into the 90s for the weekend, and I'm watching Saturday very closely. Depending on how much cloud cover we see, we could potentially see those temperatures stay in the 80s. But as of now, we're going 90 for the high, and it is going to certainly feel miserable and uncomfortable heading into next week. 95 by Monday with that summer-like pattern arriving.
...847, the time right now. The summer is cooking right along. There is still some time, though, to enjoy some family fun before school starts. WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has a list of some family-friendly events to check out this weekend. Kathy, good morning. First up, let's talk about two movie nights that are coming up.
I love a good movie night with my family. I can't believe it's already August. So Downtown Raleigh has its first Friday celebration this week, and they'll be having a free screening of the Disney film Princess and the Frog. It's all happening over in Moore Square. Admission is free. They're going to have entertainment, games, and food trucks. So great stuff there. Next night on Saturday, if you missed Princess and the Frog, you got a second chance to do something fun. Over in Wake Forest, they have a free screening of Spider-Man No Way Home at Joyner Park. The fun's going to start at about 7:30 with some pre-show activities, and then the movie starts at about 8:30.
Good stuff. Now, this next event, this is perfect for dinosaur fans.
Sweet Valley Ranch's Dinosaur World is open through Saturday in Fayetteville. Now, Tar Heel Traveler did a really great feature on this exhibit, which has more than 40 dinosaurs in a natural habitat. It's a walking tour, so wear comfortable shoes. Tickets are sold on site only, and they're $20 for adults and $12 for those ages 3 to 11 years old.
Dino World, huh? So Roar! Many things to do this weekend, and you can see a full list of events coming up by going to WRL.com and search Out and About. Kathy, thanks.
We are learning more about the investigation surrounding a suspected serial killer in New York. The day before his first court appearance, Rex Heuermann's wife gave her first interview, telling the New York Post her home was completely torn up by investigators. Her attorney released these photos showing boxes labeled evidence. Another photo shows part of the bathtub has been removed.
She came home to complete destruction of her family residence where she lived and raised the children.
During her interview, she also spoke about the emotional toll that she and her children are facing, saying, quote, "My children cry themselves to sleep." Her attorney says she had no idea about the allegations against her husband, whom she has since filed for divorce from.
Johnson County School District is preparing for the school year with technology to keep kids safe. Hundreds of parents and students attended summer information fairs at some of their schools yesterday. This will be the first full year where all of the county school buildings will have a weapons detection system in place. The district began installing the systems back in March, and parents tell WREL the $6 million investment is worth it.
I'm telling you, these kids are so easy to get their hands on things these days, as well as the adults, so you don't never know what's going to happen. Just as long as my kids are safe, I'm good to go.
So each school will have two systems, one at the building's main entrance and another that can be used at an alternate entrance where buses drop off. And the second system is portable, so that can be taken where the crowds are, big events like football games. Plenty of people, in Hollywood are feeling the pinch of the double strike against the studios and streaming services. Those with the means are stepping up to do what they can. David Daniel has that and more in today's Hollywood Minute.
Seth MacFarlane, the actor, because he's a neurotic mess.
Seth MacFarlane is pitching in to help his fellow actors. He's donated $1 million to the Entertainment Community Fund, formerly known as the Actors Fund, to help striking film and television workers. He's one of more than 7,500 donors who've kicked in more than $6.3 million since early May. According to a fund press release, it's currently distributing $400,000 to $500,000 a week in response to requests for emergency financial assistance. The SAG-AFTRA strike is in its third week. The Writers Guild strike is entering its fourth month.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! Oh my God!
Get ready for Elf in concert. The modern Christmas classic is hitting 31 cities across North America. They've made a list and checked it twice, where local orchestras will perform John Debney's score as the film is projected on a 40-foot screen. The Yuletide cheer begins November 17th in San Jose, California. Locations and more info at elfinconcert.com. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
If you want to catch Elf in concert, the tour is coming to Charlotte November 24th and 25th, Greensboro December 15th.
Well, Wake County teachers have another way to stock up on school supplies without having to dip into their own pockets. The Wake Ed Partnership Tools for School Classroom Supply Shop opened yesterday for teachers and certified staff. The classroom supplies are purchased by Wake Ed Partnership or donated by different community partners. Teachers are given points to use on the items. You have to sign up on the Wake Ed Partnership website ahead of time to get a spot.
There is pro football to talk about right now. You can get your first look at the 2023 Carolina Panthers tonight on WREL. It's the Fan Fest, and we'll air it live at 7 o'clock. You can see Bryce Young and the rest of his cast at practice. WREL's Pat Welter will be there covering the event, and we'll have live reports before and after practice. And then tomorrow's the preseason kickoff right here on WREL. It begins with the Hall of Fame game. The New York Jets take on the Cleveland Browns in Canton, Ohio. You can watch all the action starting at 7 p.m.
Aaron Rodgers in a Jets uniform. I don't know. It's going to be weird. All right, we finally have an answer, speaking of weird, about a mysterious object that washed ashore on a beach in Western Australia. We told you last month about this medical cylinder that had people really confused. Now authorities say it's rocket debris from a space launch by India. It was part of the country's polar satellite launch vehicle. So there you have it. It's not an alien. It's not a spaceship. It's, you know, it's part of a rocket launch.
And there's no reference as you look at it on the beach there. You can't tell. How big is that thing? What do you
think?
It's almost 8 feet tall.
Wow. Yeah.
That thing is giant. It's a part of a rocket ship.
Right.
Yeah. Amazing.
There you go. There's your answer.
Yeah. All right, before we head off, here are your winning lottery numbers from the NC Education Lottery, and we'll get another check of traffic and weather next.